Thanks for joining us as we continue praying through the Bible. Really appreciate you joining us on this journey of prayer. Judges chapter 10, verses 15 and 16. That's our verse today. Let me read it, make a few comments. And the people of Israel said to the Lord, "We have sinned. Do to us whatever seems good to you. Only please deliver us this day." So they put away the foreign gods from among them and served the Lord, and he became impatient over the misery of Israel. That's how the ESV puts it. The NIV says he could bear Israel's misery no longer. The Old Testament book of Judges can be summed up with the book's last six words. Everyone did as he saw fit. The book describes seven cycles of Israel running from God, then paying the consequences, then crying out to God, then running back to God. In today's passage, Israel had once again run from the true God to serve pagan gods. And once again, sin's consequences caused them to cry out for help. And once again, God was merciful to his children. He could bear Israel's misery no longer. There are two truths that echo throughout the book of Judges, truths that we can't ignore. First, running from God is a futile journey that ends in a cul-de-sac of consequences. So before you start down the path of sin, know that the journey doesn't end well. Second, God is gracious. Regardless of how far we have gone, how long we have been away, or how much hurt we have caused, the loving Father waits with open arms to welcome us. As prodigal though we may be, he wants to welcome us back home. So here are a couple talking points. Thank God for his loving arms, open wide, to welcome you back home. And thank God for his grace, is that free gift that brings forgiveness and restoration. Secondly, ask God to help you teach your children that no distance is too far from the open arms of the Father. That truth instilled in their minds today may be what brings them back home tomorrow. So, Father, thank you for your great grace. We often, and too often, determine to do as we see fit. But when we crash and cry out, you hear our prayer, you forgive us, and you welcome us back home. Lord, as we are so thankful for your forgiveness, please help us to follow closely to you so that the cul-de-sac of consequences becomes a more rare occurrence in our life, more rare than common for sure. We thank you for your great grace, your loving kindness, and your forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen. I encourage you to thank God all day long for his forgiveness and his grace.